Lamentation for the Dead Christ by Sebastian Bourdon. This small-scale work testifies to the depth of Bourdon's religious belief and to the genuine renewal of his art near the end of his life. Like many artists of the same period, Bourdon was interested in the subject of the atonement and lamentation. First painted in his youth, in a work also in the Musée Fabre, still marked by a strong naturalist approach, and later in the Louvre's large composition, powerful and pathetique, dating from about 1646. He has repeated some elements from that picture here. The idea of the beautiful body, athletic in its death pallor, revealed to the spectator's gaze on the lid of the tomb and dominated by the blue of the suffering Virgin's cloak. However, the calm grandeur of that youthful painting has given way to a more crowded and chaotic scene, successfully expressing overwhelming pain and inconsolable grief. The jumble of broken folds, the stiffness of some of the poses, the roughness of some details, such as the abrupt figure of the man in profile on the left, or the silhouettes of the two mourning women in the background. Not forgetting, finally, the audacity of the artist's palette, playing on the strong opposition of some cool tones and other warmer, more sensual ones, such as the large splash of orange changing to scarlet on Mary Magdalene's robe on the right. The painting's massive forms, its careful use of colour, and relatively unambiguous rejection of academic style place it firmly in Bourdon's late period.